The time has come to get ready for the 2022 World Cup. And what better way to prepare than by revisiting the World Cup's most amazing goals? I'm Brian Phillips. I'm making a podcast about the history of the Men's World Cup, told through the stories of 22 iconic goals. The show's called 22 Goals. It's out now on the Ringer Podcast Network, and we're having so much fun.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
All righty, let's roll, baby. It is a Monday Night Football preview. Raheem Palmer, John Jastrzemski, right after week 12 across the board in the NFL. And Raheem, before we get to the Steelers and the Colts, I'm not going to lie, bro. Thanksgiving was kind of cruel to me. The Patriots was cruel. Your Cowboys and the result with the missed field goal and the backdoor cover, that was super cruel. But as far as a Sunday goes, Raheem, maybe it's because I'm down in South Florida and I got a little extra sun. I'm feeling a little extra glow. I felt like I was on fire yesterday. I know you could say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they got it done for us. It was a great Sunday. I mean, like, the Bengals were my big pick of the day. And I just felt like this Titans team was just so fraudulent. And, you know, when you have a team who is 7-3 with a point differential of +8, like, at some point, they have to come back down to earth. They got it done. The Commanders got it done. It was just a great Sunday. I mean, even the Jets, I mean, that was the pick of the week because...
Oh, I love the Jets, dude. I had the Jets every which way imaginable. And I didn't even care, Raheem, when the line got to 6.5 or 7. You're hearing about Trevor Siemian. You know about the issues with the Chicago Bears defense. And it just goes to show you how inept and how pathetic Zach Wilson was as a quarterback that Mike White, and I know it's the Bears, and I don't want to get nuts because they're going to play some tougher defenses coming up. But he ran the offense. He got the playmakers the ball. He made plays. I'm glad that you were on the Jets. And, dude, I told you on East Coast Bias, I'm glad that you were on board. That line with the Bengals and the Titans told you all you needed to know, didn't it? Like, the Titans were red hot. Mike Vrabel at home, they were 1.5 to a 2.5 point dog against Cincinnati. Raheem, it was like the Cowboy-Viking game from 2 weeks ago.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, when you have a team who is just... They're winning every week, and they're only laying 1.5 at home. It says it all.
Yeah, and that was a no-brainer for us. I'm glad that you ended up cashing with the Jets, cashing with the Cincinnati Bengals. I had to sweat out the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. That, my friend, was a roller coaster ride. I mean, you have the end of the game with Baltimore getting the long Deshaun Jackson play. I'm trying to figure out the math. Can they kick a field goal? Can they run out the clock? No, they score a touchdown. They get the two-point conversion. And then when Jacksonville scores, I'm like, come on, Doug, don't do this to me. Don't kick the extra point. Just end it right now at overtime. At 3-7, he says, yo, baby, I'm going for 2. And they win the game. Again, Raheem, by the way, the Ravens yucking up a big lead. It is amazing with that team, dude.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. You know, when I was watching that game, I was like, you know what? If the Jags score, they're going to go for two. And I kind of wanted to take some live, but I just don't. I don't know if I want to risk my money on a team going for two, but I thought it was a great play. I mean, we had two teams actually win on two-point conversions yesterday. I mean, you look at the Chargers. They came back, went for two late, and got the win. So I think it's a positive expected value proposition. If you're going to score late in the game, you got to go for two. Go for the win. No, don't take it to overtime. So I like seeing that yesterday.
Especially when you got all the momentum in the world, and the LA Chargers had that. They got the ball at midfield. They got three consecutive three and outs against Arizona. And that was one of those games where the Chargers may have won, but Arizona found a way to cover, which we love to see. The other one I wanted to mention to you, as far as a fishy line standpoint, nailed the Raider-Seahawks game, dude. That was a great call by you, because when I thought about Seattle early in the week, I'm like, man, that line at 3.5 seems too good to be true. And sure enough,
yeah, I mean, bro. It appears that Geno was just coming back down to earth.
Well, and that Seattle defense got torched. I think Josh Jacobs just ran for another 45 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it almost reminded me of Bo Jackson back at the Kingdom. I mean, that last run was just, I mean, it was amazing. I wish he had ran through the tunnel like Bo Jackson did back in the day, but it was great to see it. Just, I mean, at some point, Geno was playing above his head. And I love Geno, but, I mean, he had some costly interceptions. Even, like, to me, like, you look at how Derek Carr played. He had two turnovers to start the game. And it looked like Seattle was going to run away with it, but they just battled back because that Seattle defense just isn't good.
Okay. Three teams, two spots in the NFC for the playoffs. Commanders, Giants, Seattle. Who do you think is going to be the odd team out?
I'm going to go with, I have to say the Giants. Like, I just think the Giants, to me, they're hanging on by a thread at this point, and they've had some injuries. They've been one of the luckiest teams in the NFL. So I have to say them as far as being one of the odd teams out. I mean, Seattle hasn't inspired much confidence, but I think they can run the ball a little bit better than the Giants right now. They have some weapons. I just, the Giants to me, like, I would love to see them make it because obviously I do have futures on the Giants to make the playoffs, futures on the Giants to win the NFC East, which is dead. But I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and their schedule is absolutely brutal. And we'll get into this tomorrow when we do East Coast Bias. The slate of games was pretty awful this Sunday as a whole. The slate of games coming up this coming Sunday, Jets, Vikings, Giants, Commanders, Titans, Eagles, Dolphins, 49ers, Chiefs, Bengals. Raheem, there are some fun, juicy, sizzling games that will be on the Week 13 agenda, my man. I am looking forward to them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I mean, look, I mean, I think next week we got the Commanders versus the Giants. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we got that a couple times. So I'm excited to see that. We got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Bengals. They played two great games last year. So I'm excited for next week.
And then you have the student versus the teacher and Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan, which is a game that shouldn't be buried at 4:00. The network's obsessed over your Dallas Cowboys. What else is new? All right, bro. It's Monday night. You know what that means. We got to get to our Monday night football play. And I have a feeling we are going to be a united front because you talked about this game earlier in the week. I included this game as one of my circa five contest plays, so there is a lot on the line for me as I'm trying to keep on keeping on in that particular contest. But Raheem, I love the Pittsburgh Steelers today. I got them at 2.5. I look at this game and I see this. A Colts team that, yes, has played well for Jeff Saturday, but my narrative and my theory on these interim coaches is always, okay, they get a bump first week, they get a bump the second week, then when you get to that third, that fourth, that fifth game, reality can start to set in for a team that really doesn't have a whole lot to play for. The Colts don't have any shot of making the postseason. You could say the same about the Steelers, but they're a younger team. You put Kenny Pickett in there, a quarterback, he's gotten better. And that defense with T.J. Watt running after Matt Ryan like crazy, I just think the Steeler pass rush is going to be too much. And I love the fact that we're both going to be on the Steelers today. So 2.5, has your confidence increased or decreased from the last conversation we had on Tuesday? That's what I want to know.
I'll say it's about the same. I mean, maybe it's increased a little bit. I mean, we're seeing this line come down to, there's some twos in the market. So
wow,
obviously
okay.
We all know Mike Tomlin's record as an underdog, 39-17, 70% from week five forward, including 17-4 against the spread recently. So he's lost the last two, but I really like the Steelers in this spot. I just think when you look at this Colts offensive line, and you look at the quarterback, Matt Ryan's a statue. And this offensive line is just 28th in adjusted sack rate, dead last in sacks taken. TJ Watt is back. Like, Matt Ryan's not going to be able to move around with TJ Watt in the vicinity. So I really like the Steelers in this spot.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Looking to get more out of this NFL season? Well, now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from money line to touchdown scores to over-under yards. Can include core markets, spread, money line, total, player props, passing, receiving, rushing yards, and touchdown scores, and so many more exclusive bets, like both teams to complete their first pass attempt. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. FanDuel is now live in Maryland. Marylanders, make sure you get in on the action, also with great offers, boosts, just for you. So don't miss the chance to get on your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in free bets when you join FanDuel with promo code GAMBLERS. That's the promo code GAMBLERS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states, first online real money wager only. Refund is issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42. Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat if you're in Connecticut. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITHIN. Kansas, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. Maryland, mdgamblinghelp.org. New York, 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. Wyoming, 1-800-522-4700 or if you're in West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net.
Raheem, doesn't this strike you as an under type of game with the Steelers and what they can do on the defensive line? And on the other side, the Steelers are kind of limited with what they can do offensively. I know Pickett played pretty well for three quarters against Cincinnati, but you saw it in that fourth quarter. The Bengals really stiffened up their defense. The Steelers really couldn't get much going. I see this total at 39.5. This just reeks of a 17-13 a 17-9 type of game. Dude, I expect it to be low scoring, super low scoring.
Yeah, I expect the same thing. I'm not expecting a ton of points just because I don't see how Indianapolis is going to score a ton on this defense with that defensive line. And then the Steelers, I mean, we all know that they've had their struggles offensively. Now, they kind of lit it on fire last week, but I think that was just a bit of an anomaly. I mean, you're playing a division opponent. You know you got to score to keep up with Joe Burrow. But I agree with you. I like this under.
Yeah, and listen, 2.5, I think they're a great teaser leg. If you want to take the Steelers and bring them up, be my guest. You want to put the Steelers on a money line, go ahead. be my guest. And two guys I'm looking at from a prop standpoint, George Pickens, and I'm looking at Michael Pittman Jr. I tell you, you got to get involved in the prop market for one of those two wide receivers that I will be dabbling in. I think they're both going to have big days. You have a better feel for one of the two, or are you laying off both of those bad boys?
I think I would go with Pittman. I just think he's the guy over there. I think that's where I would lean, but I don't have too much of an opinion as far as their props today, just because I'm kind of looking. I mean, we said we like the under, so it's kind of hard for me to kind of go over on any of these receiving yards, just based on how we feel about it. I mean, I do think this could be a punt fest, but if I had to go with somebody, I would go with Pittman.
Fair enough, and he has had a good connection since Matt Ryan has returned as quarterback, and he's put up numbers basically only when Matt Ryan has played. You like the Steelers, as do I. You like the under. Better feel for the Steelers tonight or the total?
I like the Steelers. I want to take them every which way. I mean, you look at this Colts team. They haven't faced too many defenses which are, you know, top 10 in EPA per play. And I just think with the Steelers, the way they blitz and Matt Ryan being a statue and his struggles against the blitz and, you know, that offensive line struggles. I really like the Steelers in this matchup. And I think you got to take them every which way. You take them with the 2.5. If you can get a cheap buy up to 3, you do that. If you go into the live market, you can find a 3 there. If you can tease it to cross off those key numbers of 3 and 7, I think you're in a good spot. But I do like that under as well.
Well, it's a united front across the board. Raheem Palmer and John Jastrzemski are rolling with the Pittsburgh Steelers. +2.5. Take them on the money line, tease them up. We like the total too, but I'm right there with you, Raheem. I like the Steelers that much more. All right, buddy. Tomorrow it is a loaded East Coast bias. There's so much NFL to get to. Might even dabble into these championship games if that suits your fancy for Saturday. Mix in some NBA like we always do when House will be with us, of course. I hope your Thanksgiving was good out in Vegas, by the way, Raheem. I hope it was stellar.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't get to make it home to Philly, but I mean, make it home to Philly for Christmas, but I had a really good, I had a good Thanksgiving dinner. Only thing that ruined it was the Patriots, but you know, I replaced the turkey with the duck. I had some rice, I had some broccoli. So we ate really good.
Well, that sounds like a quality meal. We didn't like losing those tickets on Thursday, but we made up for it in a big way with the card on Sunday. We're back for East Coast Bias tomorrow. Good job by Stefan. For Raheem Palmer and John Jastrzemski, boys signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be good, everybody.